This museum piece is a polarimeter. Polarimeters are used to measure the type and change of angle of polarization that light undergoes when passing through a material. It is known that light travels as both a particle, a photon, and a wave, and polarization occurs when the wave of light is specially orientated. When light propagates in only one plane, only up and down, or only left and right, it is said to be linearly polarized. It is linear polarization that this polarimeter tests for. When using a polarimeter, a light source is set up at one end and is shown through an initial light polarizer to give the incoming light a known polarization. The initial polarization allows the user of the polarimeter to test the sample for set properties. For example, the sample being tested could rotate the angle of linear polarization. Once the light has passed through the sample, it enters the eyepiece. This eyepiece is attached to a polarizing plate, and by rotating the eyepiece until maximum brightness is observed, the user can find the angle of polarization by reading it on the round metal plate marked in angle increments attached to the eyepiece. The eyepiece consists of a telescope with an infinite focal length so as to ensure a parallel beam, and is rotatable via a small dial located at the base of the metal plate. This polarimeter is best suited for analyzing liquids that are capable of only weakly changing the angle of polarization. This is due to the initial polarizer being able to set a range of negative 20 degrees to positive 20 degrees, and the telescopic eyepiece only being able to rotate very slowly. This would make the polarimeter ideal for experiments like testing the amount of sugar dissolved in water, as sugar water rotates the plane of linearly polarized light. This polarimeter was manufactured by W. Wilson in London, likely in the late 19th or early 20th century. It consists of a cast iron base with three legs, brass casings for the optical sections, such as the telescopic eyepiece. The polarizers built into the polarimeter cannot be removed, and are polarizing prisms, likely nickel prisms. It should be noted that the center section of the device, where the liquid sample would be held, is missing.